From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry praised countries in the Middle East for working to bring political and economic change to the region. In an exclusive interview with Al Hurra Network on Thursday, Kerry hailed the efforts by Arab nations to fight Islamic State terrorists. Kerry said Washington's partners are quite effectively working together in the field against Daesh operatives and have eliminated many of their leaders.
We're working to cut off finance that comes from various places. We're fighting to prevent young people from being indoctrinated, and so we have a number of social media initiatives to reach out to people and to counter Daesh's narrative.
Kerry admitted that there are steps that can only be taken by those in the region. He said, for example, that as custodian to the holiest sites in Islam, Saudi Arabian leaders speak with a special authority with respect to Islam, and that they're working to create a counter-narrative to Islamic State. Pyongyang has sentenced a Korean-American man to 10 years of hard labor for subversion. A North Korean court handed down the sentence Friday after the naturalized U.S. citizen reportedly admitted to stealing military secrets last month. Kim Dong-chul's confession came a week after an American student is said to have confessed to stealing a poster. He was sentenced to 15 years hard labor. Observers say both confessions were likely coerced. Both sentences come amid mounting tensions following North Korea's launching of nuclear weapons tests and long-range rocket tests in defiance of international criticism. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA.